Welcome to the Council of Better Business Bureaus podcast, The Bistro, where we will discuss today's hottest consumer trends, predict the future with consumer experts, and learn how elite businesses and entrepreneurs continue to push the envelope in today's marketplace.
Hello and happy new year. Welcome to The Bistro. We are so excited for today's podcast because it is our very first podcast of 2017. I'm your host, Elaine Espinola, and I am thrilled to bring these exciting business discussions to you. Today, we have a really important podcast topic to talk about, and that is around scams. Specifically, we're talking about the myths and stereotypes associated with scams. It turns out that what we thought was true about scams isn't necessarily so. In fact, just last year, in 2016, the Better Business Bureau conducted a survey of over 2,000 participants across the United States and Canada, and they were asked about their perceived vulnerability to scams. For example, who do they think is most likely to be scammed, and around the factors that help them avoid being scammed. It was through this survey that we uncovered all of these myths and stereotypes, and here with us today, we have a very special guest. She is an attorney in the Division of Consumer and Business Education at the Federal Trade Commission. Please help me welcome Lisa Schifferle. Lisa, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm really happy to be here today to talk about the Pass It On campaign and how it relates to the myths that are highlighted in the BBB's recent survey.
Yes. So I know that through your work at the Federal Trade Commission, a lot of things are very much in line around scams and what you know and what we uncovered in our survey. And I guess before we get started, why don't we go ahead and talk about the Pass It On campaign, Lisa, if you would just share with us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. Pass It On is the FTC's campaign that's designed to get people talking about scams and how to prevent them. It's designed for older adults, but it's really a great resource for anyone who's concerned about scams. It's based on the philosophy that you probably know someone who's been scammed. They might not talk about it, but the statistics show it's going on. And sharing what you know can protect the people who you know from a scam. People listen to you because they trust you. You may be a friend, a neighbor, a relative, maybe even a consumer advocate. And Pass It On gives you the tools to talk about and prevent scams. It covers six different scams: imposter scams, identity theft, charity fraud, healthcare scams, and you've won or lottery or sweepstakes scams, and finally, paying too much, which is really just unexpected charges on your bills. For each of these scams, Pass It On includes articles on how to recognize and prevent the scams. It includes presentations so you can go out and talk about scam prevention, bookmarks, and an activity. We also have a video to give you ideas about how you can use Pass It On. All of these materials are designed to help you start conversations about scams and pass on information that helps prevent scams. This information is all available for free at ftc.gov/passiton and in Spanish at ftc.gov/pasalo.
Gotcha. Well, sounds like one scam too many, by the way, Lisa. You went down that list. And that's why we're here today. And the whole point is that knowledge is power. So if we can share what we know and, by the way, pass it on, which goes back to the beginning of time, that's how we get information, by passing it on. That's probably the best way to receive it from a trusted source, like you said. And so we thank you for coming on because this is really important. And so now that we went through the background of Pass It On and why it's important, let's start talking about those myths that we uncovered through the Better Business Bureau and our survey and the information that you have through the FTC. So we're going to talk about the myths. I'm going to list them out that we found, and then we'll go through them one by one. How does that sound, Lisa?
Sounds great.
Okay. So the first myth around scams is that scammers are easy to spot. The second myth that we uncovered was that scams are someone else's problem. Another myth that we found around scams is that I can't protect myself. And the fourth point, but there were some more, but the fourth that we'll talk about today was that there is no point in reporting the scams. So Lisa, I know you have some great information to share with us that help drive these myths even further from the truth. So let's talk about that.
Sure. Pass It On has been around a couple years now, even before the BBB study. And if you look at Pass It On in light of the BBB's recent study, you'll see that it addresses the myths that you just described. First of all, scammers are not always easy to spot. Also, scams are everyone's problems, and you can protect yourself and your friends and families from scams. And finally, reporting scams is critical. The Pass It On materials dispel each of those myths that were found in the BBB study.
Well, let's kind of dive into that myth number one, that scammers are easy to spot. And the whole idea is that if they were so easy to spot, they probably wouldn't happen. But they're not easy to spot. So let's talk about that.
Exactly. Scammers are not always easy to spot. The scammers can be really sophisticated and make their scams sound very real and believable. You can't even trust caller ID anymore because phone numbers can be spoofed. And so that's why Pass It On gives people tools to recognize scams and scammers. For example, for imposter scams, Pass It On reminds you to look out for calls or emails that say they're from someone you know, but then ask you to wire money or put it on a prepaid card. Wiring money and prepaid cards are red flags for a lot of scams because it's really hard to get your money back. For charity fraud, as another example, Pass It On reminds you to take your time. You can spot a scam by knowing scammers often pressure you to pay right away. Legitimate charities will agree to send you something in writing first. So for each scam, Pass It On goes through and has information on how to spot the scams because they're not always easy to spot.
You know, Lisa, that's great information. Not only are they not easy to spot, but typically scammers are, they're really looking for vulnerable people, people who like to give. Not that they're vulnerable people, but, you know, we just finished the holidays and people want to give to charities during that time because they're kind. And there's people out there looking to take advantage of people just like that. And so I think providing people with tools to recognize that this exists is really, really great because you might just be a giving person who wants to go out during the holidays or anytime during the year and give. And if you are not aware that sometimes you need to take a little bit step further and investigate that particular charity and who you're giving your money to, you might not know, you might not do that, and you might find yourself the victim of a scam. So thank you for sharing that. And let's move on to the next myth. Okay, so this next myth says that this is someone else's problem.
That is definitely a myth. Scams are everyone's problems, and Pass It On reminds people that scams do not disproportionately affect seniors. Even though Pass It On was designed for older adults, it's based on the premise that older adults are not vulnerable victims, but they're actually part of the solution. They know about scams and can share that information with the other people they know to help prevent scams in their communities. Now, it's interesting. If you look at the research that we did for Pass It On, in terms of trying to figure out how to target our materials to older adults, what we found is that most age groups think older adults are most likely to be victims, except older adults themselves do not view themselves as most likely to be victims. And they are actually right. If you look at our complaint data, you'll see that older adults are not victims at any higher rate than any other age group. They're actually victims at a rate that's proportional to their population in the U.S. So scams are really everyone's problem, regardless of age, race, gender, or socioeconomic status.
So Lisa, myth number three says, I can't protect myself. Talk to me about that.
Actually, there are steps that we all can take to protect ourselves from scams. In fact, Pass It On gives people tips about how to protect themselves from six different scams. For example, for imposter scams, Pass It On says, stop, check it out before you wire money to anyone. For charity fraud, which you talked about is very popular at the holidays, it advises people to take your time. Tell callers you want information by mail and won't give money over the phone. For lottery scams, the Pass It On materials advise you to keep your money and your information to yourself. Never share your financial information with someone who contacts you out of the blue, and don't wire money to claim a prize. Now, the BBB's report found that 80% of people said knowing about scams helped them to avoid scam attempts. That's why Pass It On is so important. It helps people understand how to avoid scam attempts, and it helps them spread the word about what we all can do to prevent scams.
Well, 80%, I would say that's a pretty significant statistic. So if you are listening right now, feel free to share this information on. Listen, if 80% of the people who said knowing about scams helped them avoid being scammed, then let's pass that on. That's great information. Okay, so the last myth that we're going to talk about today is that people felt that there was no point in reporting the scam. But there obviously is. So Lisa, talk to us about that.
Yes, I'm glad you brought that out because reporting is really important. In fact, Pass It On emphasizes reporting scam. On the back of every Pass It On article is devoted to reporting scams. It tells people that you can report scams to the FTC at 1-877-FTC-HELP or online at ftc.gov/complaint. And the reason that it's important to report the scams is though, even though the FTC can't provide individual representation to everyone who reports a scam to us, it does really help us to target our education and enforcement efforts. The complaints can help us decide which cases to bring in federal court to shut down a scam. If we get enough of the same complaint, no matter how big or how small, it allows the FTC to bring a case and decide when bringing a case is appropriate. So reporting scams can really help scams from happening before other people are victims of scams. So please do report at ftc.gov/complaint or 1-877-FTC-HELP.
Well, that is fantastic because not only do we want to report the scam so something can be done about it, but mainly let's prevent any new scams from cropping up or any new people from being scammed. So Lisa, tell our listeners where they can reach you and how they can learn more about Pass It On.
To learn more about Pass It On, you can go to ftc.gov/passiton, and all the materials are available in Spanish as well. You can go to ftc.gov/pasalo for the Spanish materials. You can also order free print copies at bulkorder.ftc.gov. So you can order as many as you want of these articles if you want to host a scam jam or pass them out at your library, senior center, or just give them to friends and family. Feel free to order those at bulkorder.ftc.gov. I'd also encourage listeners to sign up for FTC scam alerts. You can do that at consumer.ftc.gov. By signing up for scam alerts, you'll learn about the latest scams first. And I'm also happy to answer questions from listeners if listeners have additional questions about Pass It On or scams they're seeing. And you can reach me at lschifferly@ftc.gov. That's lschifferly@ftc.gov. So thanks so much for having me here to talk about Pass It On and the scams. I hope your listeners will take what they've learned on this podcast today and pass it on.
Lisa, I'm going to take what I learned today and pass it on because this is great information. Thank you so very much for joining us. This has been very, very insightful and I think really important, a great topic for people to know about. I mentioned our study earlier and I wanted to mention the name of it. It's called Cracking the Invulnerability Illusion, Stereotypes, Optimism Bias, and the Way Forward for Marketplace Scam. And I want to end our podcast with a quote from this white paper that truly summarizes our discussion today. So the quote says, "The voices and stories of others have the potential to normalize the problem in a positive way, shedding the shame and stigma of victimization with the message that if it can happen to other people like me, it can happen to me." So thank you once again, Lisa, for joining us today. And to our listeners, thank you very much for tuning in. I hope you found this to be very informative. And we want to hear from you. We want to know what you thought about this podcast. And we want to know if you have questions or comments or feedback. So make sure you find us on Facebook, find us on Twitter, and you can find us on our website at betterbusiness.blueberry.com. That's BLUBRRY.com. I'm Elaine Espinola, and it has been my pleasure talking better business with you on The Bistro. Remember, pass it on.
You just enjoyed The Bistro podcast. Be sure to tune in next month for a brand new episode. To learn more about our other shows, visit betterbusiness.blueberry.com. That's betterbusiness.blueberry.com and subscribe. The thoughts and opinions expressed on this podcast are the views and opinions of the guests, not those of the Better Business Bureau, Council of Better Business Bureaus, or program affiliates. This podcast is for information and educational purposes only and is copyrighted with all rights reserved. This podcast is protected by Blueberry's Terms of Service.